This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. The sun is out. It is hot. And summer's here. That's it. This is what we have to look forward to. Looks like Saturday might be a slight cool down. But other than that, nothing but sunshine, people. Ready to go, Vin? It's time, buddy.
I am ready, yes. Report. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. You get it on your phone, and then you can listen to radio wherever you go. You can listen to this station all day, every day, through your phone on Radio.com. You could also tune in to my side piece tonight on Alt 105. I'll be on from 7 to 8, rocking out. Hopefully, Woo! You'll check me out there. All right, so here's what's happening. I thought for sure you were going to do this story about this lady because Anderson Cooper just absolutely destroyed her career.
Oh, tell me.
I would think on TV yesterday. So this woman's name is Carolyn Goodman. She is the mayor of Las Vegas. Ah. She's made a couple of television appearances over the last couple days, first on MSNBC and then yesterday with Anderson Cooper. And she wants the city of Las Vegas open back up. She wants the casinos and hotels open.
We all want that, you know. Right. Okay, lady.
She doesn't know how to do that safely, according to some of her comments in the interview. She says that's their job to figure that out. You figure that out. I don't know about that. I just know we want to get back to business. So
she's
first she goes on MSNBC, makes some outrageous statements. Then what they're calling a double down on lunacy, she goes on Anderson and says all the same stuff, only more loudly with a bigger audience, apparently. Mm-hmm. Cooper gave her 25 minutes on his television show, which is,
a lot.
As news shows go, they usually rifle through an interview with a politician quickly and move on. But he went on to, Sarah, you like him, right?
I do.
You have to watch this. There's moments where he takes his glasses off and is rubbing his eyes on camera.
Like, lady, see sense.
I can't believe you just said that. At one point.
Oh, boy.
It's just crazy. Yeah, sir. Is it safe to be encouraging hundreds of thousands of people to flock to casinos where they will smoke, drink, gamble, touch slot machines, and breathe recirculated air for hours on end before returning to their home states or countries? Doesn't that sound like a virus petri dish? And her response is, no, it sounds like you're being an alarmist. And he's like, what?
The thing is, you know what's the frightening thing is, all right, this lady is a lunatic, and that's what, you know, and she sounds like one. There are tons of lunatics out there. There are people who are, you know, with their guns raised over their head, storming the capital of Wisconsin and demanding their right to live free or die. I mean, there are people who just think that this whole thing is a joke and a hoax, and they don't care what happens to other people. They just want their crap to be working the way they want it to be working. They're just sick of it.
Well, we're all sick of it, but this is real life. So
yeah.
Anderson Cooper displays a graphic that shows how the virus can spread from one single person to in a restaurant. So this is a graphic which is, in this case, it's represented in China, but he's showing her how a single carrier in a restaurant will be caught by multiple diners nearby and then therefore spreading. And her response, instead of understanding the point he's trying to make, is this isn't China, this is Las Vegas, Nevada. And his response was, wow, okay, that is really ignorant. He says that to her in the interview. It's unbelievable how this person has, I think this is her third term as the mayor of Vegas. She's not a young person either. I saw one report that says she's 81. She doesn't look that.
Oh.
I don't know how that's.
Well, maybe she used to be a showgirl and she's kept herself
I don't
up.
Know. But many people are saying that.
Well, that's.
She...
But that's I think there's a slice of people who really do feel this way, that we're just all overreacting. And, you know, oh my God. I don't want to wish harm on anyone, but I just wish that they could experience and survive the virus so that they would see, you know, you don't, and she's in that age group too, you know, these over 80 people, they're our most vulnerable people.
Well, the rest of, so she's the mayor of Las Vegas. The rest of Nevada's leaders came back into the news cycle with, no,
yeah.
No, she's not. No, that's not happening.
We're not with her.
We're not ready to open, and this is not an option. So
final term for her, or are there plenty of people around there who are like, yeah, please, I need to deal some cards.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Anderson actually laid it out pretty nicely, which is these casinos, people will spend 10 hours straight indoors in the same room, you know, touching all the different equipment, having drinks, eating, coughing, sharing coronavirus, and then going back to their homes after a weekend of partying, and probably share whatever they caught with everybody back home too. So anyway, they
sounds
say,
like a great idea.
As she sits there and talks like Vegas or Nevada specifically has no coronavirus at all, they're saying, no, we have more than 4,000 reported cases and 187 reported deaths. And we're not anywhere near ready to reopen. So that was, if you want to look that up, it was on CNN yesterday with Anderson Cooper, where she, I have to believe, ended her own career.
Or solidified her base. One of
Maybe.
Those. It is pretty effing crazy where people come down on this. You know, people you think are rational or just call them the thing names. And you're like, really? Is that how you feel? Well, you're not invited to my house.
While we're all sheltering in place, I thought of you when I saw this. Because
thanks for thinking of me, Ben.
Of you with your John apparently has an allergy problem or a sinus issue. But
I don't know what the hell's
going
on.
He sniffs.
Oh, yes, that, sure. Well, that's an ongoing thing.
He sniffs and it bothers Sarah. And this is something that you two, it's been an ongoing problem.
Bryn, stop that.
Now that you're stuck
in
the house, I imagine it's louder than ever.
He hasn't been doing it. He's just wallowing in his own sadness in his room. And, you know, it's been a nice relief.
Many people, while they're quarantined with their people, are saying, the sounds my person is making are driving me crazy. Whether it's chewing or slurping or sniffing, suddenly there's no way out.
No.
You're stuck with it. And you're getting madder by the moment as the crunch, slurp, chew drives you insane.
Lately, it's been the...
Oh, really?
It's got like some phlegmy thing happening. But, you know, I just go out back. It's fine.
Is that what you do?
I'm sure I sniff and do things. I'm sure I do 1,000 things that bug the ass out of him too. So if that's the worst thing I can say about John, is that he sniffs and goes.
Also, something that's happening, forget about the sounds someone's making. Many people are finding out the person they're quarantined with is not the person they want to be spending their time with. One in eight relationships are now on the rocks due to this coronavirus lockdown.
Imagine that. You're done with someone and there they still are and you can't leave and they can't leave. And
I can totally see how people hang out in a situation that's fine under these circumstances.
Oh, boy.
And then you change the circumstance and suddenly, no, not another minute with that dude. No
you
way.
You are not enough. Well, it fast forwards everything, Vinny. It's nice. It's just fast forward on the relationship. You either got what it takes or you do not.
Right.
And you find that out fast.
Many people stuck indoors with someone are reevaluating their future together because of the lockdown.
Oh, we're talking about that again, are we? Uh-huh. I love talking about that. Please go on.
More than almost a third of women are finding their partner really irritating at the moment. Now, the unfortunate reality is you may be able to get back to that, you know, sort of normal place where you get along and you like each other and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But can you ever forget that this person was driving you absolutely bat crap crazy while you were trapped in the house with them?
I can't do it.
Right.
I can't forget. I'm done with you. I'm going to make it through this lockdown and I'm going to you to death and I am done with you. But I don't want to start a fight now. So.
Right. Don't forget, today is the NFL draft. It's through Saturday. I never really paid much attention to it other than to see who the Niners got sort of after the fact.
Mm-hmm. And then, see the reports every morning.
Yay, that guy looks like a good player.
Yay.
I can't wait to see him in the red and gold and see him do great for our team. Today I'm more interested, though, just because I hope to see some of my sports personalities that do the talking and all the stuff, and I hope to see them doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know, with no sports reporting to report on, this is the first chance we're all going to probably be dialed into. I guess it'll be on ESPN. I don't know. I'll find it one way or another.
Somewhere.
Anyway, the NFL draft.
Probably, you know, every sports person on earth is free. Like, you know, the game has something to talk about.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Oh, I'm sure they're.
Oh, yay, the draft. They've been doing draft reports leading up to it. I mean, this is the only thing happening in sports for the foreseeable future, everyone. Right. Enjoy.
I mentioned a video that went viral or is going viral as we speak about a guy who's a singer. I think he's on The Voice or American Idol or one or the other.
But this is so
he
good.
He did a video and it's a what do they call those?
Parody?
Spoof. Parody of Lil Nas' ex's hit. And it's about being a parent and trapped in the house with no daycare. And now
gonna
you got
cry
your kids.
Till I can't no right. more. It's very creative and really funny. And of course, it's about his real life experience with his kids. So that's in the video, too. And every parent's going, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I feel you, buddy.
We all know the change without daycare and working from home at the same time. It's not fun.
Yeah, it doesn't work from home.
A new survey asked parents to name the hardest skills you're teaching your young kids, especially now that you're trapped inside with them. On the list is tying their shoelaces. Whistling is a question I've got. How do you do that?
Can you whistle? You can't whistle.
I can do this whistle.
Oh, that's all you need.
I can't do this whistle.
Yeah, the one that you actually want.
Woo-wee!
The one that's effective.
Right. I can't do that one.
I always wished I could, you know, my dad can do that whistling. You know, you would hear him whistling for you, you know, and you'd come like a dog because that's, that's my dad.
Right. That's my impression of that whistle, though. Woo-wee! Is as good as I can do.
Right.
Eating with a fork and a knife, riding a bike, telling time, all of these things are.
Sure.
Right now you're getting caught up on this stuff.
You got to learn them at some point, kid.
Properly brushing their teeth, which is one of the things I have taught my one-year-old in the time that I've been quarantined.
Oh. She doing it herself or are you brushing for her?
She's not good at it, but we can kill 20 minutes. I put her on the sink. I give her just the tiniest, barely any paste, and then she just wants to dip her toothbrush in the water and fake spit. She can't really spit, but just, there's 20 minutes. It's nice.
Sure, hey, look, right. You get to stand still in one place and barely pay attention. It's fantastic.
I've been working with the other one on being polite, and that's not on the list, by the way, but it is something that, as we've been trapped in the house, that I've noticed, boy, we're really going to have to work on that, huh?
Yeah, those respect levels need to come up by 12 points.
A lot, yes. Mm. We've had a few situations where I'm like, whoa, your mom is doing way too much for you to talk like that to her.
Mm, nice.
You know, the, okay.
Yeah,
what
no.
What did you just do?
Oh, my God. You know, and that, I swear to God, they never quite get it. You know how we say we're ruder to the people we live with? I mean, it is just incredible as I'm, like, in my kid's room gathering his goddamn laundry so I can get that done, you know. And I'm in there, and I'm walking out as he's walking in. He's like, hey, what are you doing in my room? I go, I'm getting your laundry. And can you please grab all those cups that are on your desk over there and bring those into the kitchen? Well, Mom, I'm really busy right now. I'm like, oh. You're kidding me, right? You see I'm carrying your laundry where I'm going to wash it, dry it, fold it, and put it back in your room, right? Oh.
That's not good news. The story you're reporting right now is not good news from the home front about how they don't seem to pick up on what you're trying to teach them.
Yeah. So, you know, later he'll come out and he'll be like, I'm sorry I snapped at you. But I'm like, that's, you know, okay, thanks. I accept your apology, but, you know, you want him to think about it the next time. Like, just be polite. Can you see that this person is doing? And me too. You know, I should remember that as well when someone's right. doing something and I'm flip with them. You know, that's just a life skill. Come on, kid.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love hearing from you guys. This is our sort of way to touch base with everybody's normal. 408 says, my uncle sniffs all the time. It's like a nervous tic or something.
Yeah. Yep. It feels like a tic. I'm like, do you have to blow your nose? No. Ah, the sniffing. It's fine. It doesn't bother me at all. It's fine. Totally fine.
Okay.
I love him. Love it. I love him. Acceptable.
Regarding being with their spouse 24/7, how many people were considering retiring and are now going to change their mind?
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Suddenly,
although if you are retired, you know, you could leave the house.
Right.
You could be like, I meet my boys for lunch every day, or I play bridge with the girls, or you know, whatever it is. You're not stuck in the house with that person. Golf, you could go play all day.
Right, which is the famous retiree sport.
Sure.
Your parents don't play golf?
My dad is a great golfer, actually, but they never play. It's too freaking hot in Florida. Are you kidding me? He goes
well,
on his boat. That's
there's
it.
Fish to catch, too, by the way. I mean,
well,
come on.
Sure. Plus, that gets him out of the house, doesn't it?
Right.
I'm going to take the boat out. I'll see you later.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.